Dear Director General, dear chairpersons, dear ladies and gentlemen, it is with a great pleasure to welcome you on behalf of the Government of the Republic of Croatia and myself here today. The United Nations and its member states have a vital task to fight the poverty, to reduce the number of people starving in the world, and to advance world peace. Nevertheless, we are aware that there is still a lot that needs to be done. Therefore, I welcome the initiative to convene this summit that warns us that there is still 1 in 6 of the world's population starving. This number is the highest ever, and the world economic crisis is one of the reasons for it, but it is not the only one. Agriculture and food production have to be viewed through the framework of sustainable development. It is our moral responsibility not to threaten the future generation's right to food. All the factors that are a part of the problem relating to food production need to get involved to be the part of the solution as well. Solutions from the international financing institutions sometimes cannot be wholly applicable to certain communities and their local needs. That is why the Republic of Croatia stands firmly behind the conclusions of the World Food Summit held in 1996 and 2002 in Rome that emphasized national, regional and international cooperation, but the one that also keeps in mind the needs of the rural community and the quality of the final product. It is unacceptable that in this day and age, with new technologies developing rapidly, with informatization of society and free movement of goods, that there are still people starving in the world. We must enhance the agricultural production considerably if we want to solve the problem of global food shortage. Factors that hinder the production are decrease in yield and water and land availability. Climate change will also have a serious impact due to the decrease of precipitation and shortages of water supply. Increased production of biofuels will increase the area of arable land. That is why all the levels and areas that would be affected by food shortages must have a part in solving the problem. Food is a product of a special interest, as for an individual, so as for a country. Certain governments have especially an important role, creating the institutional mechanism through the legislation and establishing national and regional strategies to remove the obstacles that prevent persons' right to food. Correct definition of agricultural policy has an important role in solving these issues. The Republic of Croatia is, in a large part, following the provisions of the Common Agricultural Policy of the European Union, which is also our obligation as a candidate country. A couple of weeks ago, we have officially opened the negotiations on Chapter 11, Agriculture and Rural Development, and Chapter 12, Food Safety, Veterinary and Phytosanitary Policy. With regard to Chapter 11, we are harmonizing our legislation with the Common Agricultural Policy of the EU. Farm subsidies, direct payment system, quotas, market intervention, rural development support measures, and establishing certain implementing institutions. We are also, in parallel, developing our own solutions to strengthen the rural areas and the agriculture in Croatia. Relating to food safety, veterinary and phytosanitary policy, during the last couple of years, we have been approximating our own legislation with the EU acquis in matters of food safety. The legislative framework has been reached when the Food Act was passed, which is the foundation of a high level of protection of human health and consumer interests and for the functioning market. An integrated approach to food safety, from farm to work, has been implemented, and its aim is to ensure high level of healthy safety and food quality, health and animal and plant protection during the all stages of production. Producers, processors and importers must abide by the traceability principle. During the setting up of this efficient system of official controls and modern laboratories, to abide by hygiene, quality and labeling regulations, Croatia used technical assistance from FAO to implement the project of our taking part in workshop and seminars abroad that dealt with specialized issues. Therefore, we find it necessary that the developed countries increase their activities directed towards the less developed countries within the Official Development Assistance, ODA. This form of cooperation fosters the exchange of experiences on the international level and is an important instrument to foster economic, social and ecological cooperation. Finally, we need to step up the cooperation on all levels. Croatia is ready to use its knowledge and is open to challenges that the global world is bringing. Thank you for your attention.